Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Director for Prevention and Community Collaborations for the Center for Health Innovation, Marisol Diaz, to talk to us about the Alcohol Outlet Summit, exploring the alcohol outlet retail environment in Las Cruces, coming up on Thursday, January 17th. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Tell me what the Center for Health Innovation is.
The Center for Health Innovation, it's a nonprofit organization focusing on community health and is actually designated the New Mexico Public Health Institute by the National Networks of Public Health Institutes. What we do here is really work to advance communities, to really advance their health and social justice work through initiatives and policies and programs. We envision that, you know, when communities thrive, then, you know, that means people are happy, healthy, and productive. We're working to make healthy communities possible for everyone throughout New Mexico, especially those who are typically underserved, which means that, you know, those are communities where there's a lack of resources or funding or things like that, right? We really want to help to empower groups and individuals across New Mexico, and I would say even nationally, to really be involved and help to determine the future of their own well-being.
Well, let's talk about the summit, what that is. To explore the alcohol outlet retail environment in Las Cruces.
So an alcohol outlet is basically a place where you can purchase alcohol. So that might be a liquor store or a grocery store, a convenience store, because you're not going to drink the alcohol there. Those are called off-premise outlets. In areas where you are going to consume or drink the alcohol there, those are called on-premise. And that's more like a restaurant, a nightclub, right? A bar, a sports bar, those kinds of places. So there's actually a separation or a different definition for each one, but they are at the end of the day called outlets. What we know as research comes out and we're doing our work is that the more outlets we have, the higher increase we have of health issues and other social issues too, like DWI accidents or accidents involving death or people involved in workplace accidents and those kinds of things. And so because we know that this is happening, we wanted to put something together. We've been working for about a year now on a mapping project, and we wanted to put this all together and have a conversation with community residents and professionals to try and find solutions, right? We know people are going to drink alcohol. How do we then help to reduce some of the harms, right? Make sure that if someone is going to consume, they're not going to have the opportunity to overconsume, but then they're also going to be safe when they're doing it. So the purpose of the summit really is to have a community conversation about how alcohol outlets impact community health and safety. We do want community residents to join us and participate and give us their feedback about what it's like to live near alcohol outlets. But also we want professionals in the field to come and also participate in the conversation. And so for that purpose, we are giving out the continuing education credits to prevention specialists and health professionals in the field.
How many people do you have in the Unified Prevention Coalition? And how long has that been going on so that you could find these mapping findings?
Sure. So the Unified Prevention Coalition is a program of the Southwest Center. So the UP Coalition is unique in that it belongs only here to Doñana County. It is a countywide project. The purpose of this specific project for the alcohol outlet mapping and density, that is funded through Paso El Norte Health Foundation. It's part of this nonprofit program. And under the CHI umbrella, there are a variety of different prevention coalitions, but the UP Coalition is very specific to this community, and its work focuses here. Now, the Alcohol Outlet Summit is only one of several different projects that the Unified Prevention Coalition is doing. The work here revolves around alcohol, tobacco, marijuana, prescription drugs, opioid overdose prevention, and even underage gambling prevention, because those are behaviors that are attributed or related to substance use and abuse. And so going back to the Alcohol Summit, this could not be put together if it were not for a variety of different partners. There are about 35 partnerships within the community that enable the work to be done. And right now, there's a variety of different organizations who are helping in the planning process, who also help to support us, like the Elks Lodge, lending us the place where we can have an event like this. And even organizations where, you know, we are, say, renting video equipment for this event, they contribute to us a portion of the cost as well, so that it is a true community-sponsored event, and it's not just being paid for by somebody else, but rather there's investment from the community to make this happen. And that's really important. And we do have community residents and parents who are part of the coalition as well. Another main contributor or partner is the New Mexico State University Department of Geography. Under Dr. Christopher Brown, we were able to use the SPARC Lab. SPARC is short for the Spatial Applications Research Center. And this is where they provided students and software and computers so that we could actually map all of the calls for service and the alcohol outlets, and we could come up with the maps. If it wasn't for that partnership, you know, this would have been really challenging. These kinds of partnerships to get agencies and professionals to contribute part of their time or services or efforts, these kinds of things take really a really long time. The coalition has been actually in Doñana County for about 12 years now. I've only been with the coalition about 5 years. And in that amount of time, we have been able to double membership, triple the money that we have and the funders that we have and the programs that we're working on. It's a really great place to be when we're looking at making a difference for the health of our community. Some of the partnerships that we have are in addition to some of the other work that's happening in the county. The county itself has a prevention program, and they're doing great, wonderful work, as is, for example, WAVE here at NMSU. They're doing great work in prevention on campus here as well. And so it's not just a partnership to, you know, change what's happening in Las Cruces or in the county, but also in the different areas with different agencies. And it's a really great place to be right now.
And what was your passion when you got involved with it, that you want to keep going and helping people?
You know, I think one of the reasons that I'm really invested in this is because I love my community. And oftentimes we need someone who's grown up here to understand what it's like to grow up here and to be able to build those bridges with community and agency. And that's a passion of mine. And so long as I can do it, I'll do it.
And that's a great thing to do. You talked about the Elks Lodge. That's where the summit is going to be held on Thursday, January the 17th from 11:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., a free event at the Elks Lodge, 3000 Elks Drive in Las Cruces. Is there a deadline?
Yes, the deadline is January 15th. But it is a free summit. However, if you are a professional in the field and you need continuing education credits, we are offering those for 12/24.
And those continuing education units are available for certified prevention specialists, certified alcohol and drug counselor, and a certified clinical supervisor.
Yes, and we're also right now waiting for the CHESS CEUs, which is a community health education specialist.
So do you expect a lot of people to attend this?
We sure hope that there's going to be a lot of people. We definitely have done a lot of work in the community. As a matter of fact, we have an intern who's out in the field talking to community residents who live near or around outlets about what their lived experience is. How has living next to an outlet affected them? And we're inviting every person that we talk to come to the summit. They can bring a plus one with them. And we really want to hear from them. How does this really affect them in their everyday life, and seek possible solutions to address some of those issues?
So has the alcohol outlet retail environment grown in Las Cruces?
You know, that's a tricky question. The way alcohol licenses, the way that those work, is really complex. And so let's just say that it grows and it shrinks and it grows and it shrinks, depending on how many licenses are available and how many small scale restaurants are going to open and that kind of thing. And so the answer is yes and no. Over time, it changes, and you know, it's constantly changing. It's never the same. The purpose of the summit is to identify where are there outlets and put that on a map so that we have a visual. And then what we also did is we did a request for calls for service for things that we know are related to alcohol consumption or drinking. And those things are things like DWIs, domestic violence, sexual assault, vandalism, trash, those kinds of things. The evidence tells us, the literature tells us that those things are associated. Doesn't mean that they cause it, but there's a relationship there. And so because of that, we asked for those calls for service. And so we also mapped those on top so that we could see, are there a lot of those calls around the outlets? Is that the cause or is there something else? And if it is, then how do we address those issues? What are some things that we can do together as business and community to address some of those issues? An example of working with and not against are things like working with business to increase training of their staff so that they are responsibly serving alcohol, right? Not telling them that they can't do it, but rather making sure that they're doing it within the law and also making sure that they're taking care of their clientele.
Well, let's get back to the summit and about the keynote speakers. You have a national speaker coming in.
Yes, Dr. Pamela Trangenstein is a fellow at the University of California, Berkeley, and she is currently right now an associate scientist at the Alcohol Research Group. She's going to be talking to us about what does this really look like at a national level, and how do you do projects like these? How do you look at what does an outlet mean in a community, and what are some of the methods that we can use to identify some of these things and start to build projects to address some of these issues? And so she's really going to talk to us about some of that more scientific evidence that we need as professionals to address some of these concerns.
And you have two other speakers, Naomi Green.
Yes, so Naomi Green actually used to work, she was a fellow at the New Mexico Department of Health, and she actually started some of these projects in a variety of different counties and communities in New Mexico. Her focus was a little bit different, and so what we did in our project is we expanded on the work that she started, and for that reason, we wanted to bring her back into New Mexico.
But she's based out of where now?
Naomi is based out of the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health currently, where she's finishing up her doctorate's degree.
And then the third speaker?
Well, our moderator actually is Dr. Rubin. Dr. Rubin is actually the chair of the coalition. He's a doctor of psychology. He has a degree from Wisconsin and a variety of different professional experiences in working with treatment professionals to provide direct services, but also in working and providing treatment services like counseling and alcohol addiction and those kinds of things with patients.
And where can people find out more information about the event?
Well, you can always Google Alcohol Outlet Summit Las Cruces and an Eventbrite link will come up and you can go on there. You can register from there. You can pay for CEUs from there. If you don't have access to internet or, you know, you can't navigate it, there's always other methods. So you could always contact me at 575-597-0034 or you can email me at mdiaz@swchi.org.
Well, thank you very much for coming down and being a bridge to the community, especially making people aware of the Alcohol Outlet retail environment and the Alcohol Outlet Summit, which will be held on Thursday, January 17th from 11:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., a free event. Thank you. Marisol Diaz, Director for Prevention and Community Collaborations for the Center for Health Innovations.
Thank you very much. We hope that you're able to come, enjoy a free lunch on us, and learn about alcohol and how it affects us in our community.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.